Off the Field, brought to you by Tops Friendly Markets, your official supermarket for game day parties. Tops, your neighborhood store with more.
Hi guys, I'm Hannah Bueller of BuffaloBills.com and welcome to my 50-yard finish training sessions. The 50-yard finish is June 29th, a 5K race that ends right here on the 50-yard line of Ralph Wilson Stadium. I have 12 weeks to prepare and we're going to post new videos to BuffaloBills.com each week so that you can train along with me. We're going to talk to some of the Bills strength and conditioning coaches who are going to get me in shape and ready to go so you can follow my progress. Right now we're here in the Buffalo Bills weight room where the players work out. And I have strength and conditioning coach Dan LeBird here with me. Dan, thanks for being here.
Not a problem, man.
Dan's going to be the one training me. Can you explain, though, what it is that you do here for the Buffalo Bills?
Well, my duties are primarily regarded towards nutrition, helping to improve strength and conditioning from performance factors such as running, agilities, strength training in the weight room. And also, again, as I mentioned beforehand, making sure these guys understand healthy principles with regard to eating.
Now, what are some of the exercises, because this is over 12 weeks, so we have some time, but we want to get right into it. What are some of the exercises and things that I'm going to be doing?
Well, you know, there's definitely a good focus on strength. I think probably one of the biggest things people miss out on the boat when they're thinking about running is, hey, I just want to get out and run, don't want to focus too much on some of the strength factors. So today I think it was going to be a good opportunity for us to kind of focus on some of the important factors when running, such as developing enough strength so that your muscles, all right, that are going to help you propel through that race are going to have good integrity and going to allow you to really perform successfully during your 5K.
All right, so Dan, what is our first exercise?
All right, first exercise is going to focus on the lower body. All right, that's going to help, again, as I mentioned before, strengthen the muscle groups that are going to be involved in the running pattern. All right, we're going to start off with a basic step up. It's a very, very basic and fundamental exercise, all right, that we use pretty frequently when we run, when we go through our normal activities. All right, you're going to focus on placing one leg on the bench. And what I want you to focus on is driving with that lead leg and driving with the opposite knee towards the ceiling. All right, we're going to focus on doing that for a total of 10 reps. All right, another simple, easy exercise that you can do at any sort of facility, at your home, in the gym. All right, it's going to focus again on developing some glute strength and hamstring strength as well. Again, important exercises are important muscle groups for the type of activity that you're going to be performing on a regular basis, which is running. All right.
And this is our first day, so anyone can do this, right?
Anybody can do this. Okay. It's a very, very simple exercise, and it also gives us a basis for progressing forward.
Okay.
All right.
Which is what we want.
What we want to focus on doing right now is we're going to lie down on our back. All right, we're going to put our hands across our chest real quick, toes up off the ground. We're going to drive from our heels and lift our hips off the ground. What we're focused on here right now is actually making sure to squeeze our glutes as we're going through the movement and coming back down and coming right back up again. All right, and this very action actually ends up helping us propel forward. All right, we're working on glute strength, working on hamstring strength.
So now we're going to stay on the floor. Dan said we're going to do some more plank exercises.
Yes, some good core exercises so that you can make sure that as you're going through that your core is going to be able to give you enough strength to last long within your race.
All right, what's the first step?
All right, first step, we're going to put down our arms. We're actually going to go down, but this is going to be a different sort of plank, so call it a straight arm plank. What we're going to focus on doing is lifting our knees off the ground. All right, we're going to maintain nice neutral position, straight down, a straight line from our toes right up to our head, so head looking straight down. We're going to focus, again, same concepts as we were doing from the bridge. We're going to focus on squeezing our glutes, maintaining a nice, nice tight core. Almost think as if I was about to hit you right down, you brace your stomach right there, and again, lift your head. All right, eyes straight down. Excellent. We're going to maintain that for about 20 seconds. And what we're doing here is we're challenging not only the upper body, but the lower body. And again, the one area that connects both those two together, which is your core, okay, your lumbopelvic hip area, and that's going to make sure that we're communicating effectively from the ground all the way through our arms. All right, so great exercise that you can do at home or in the facility.
So we made our way over to the treadmill. This is going to be our running test. And Dan, this is the same kind of stuff, same concept that the players do, correct?
Yeah. when we first start, we never really want to just start off running our test or our conditioning right away. We want to make sure that we progress nicely into some of our more taxing type of activities. What we're going to focus right now, this is really the main concept of this is really interval training. All right, so we're going to be running in intervals. You're going to be running on the treadmill for a duration of time, and then you're going to hop off on my command, and you're going to rest for a little bit of period. We're starting off at a 10-minute pace right here. This is nice and easy. All right, we're going to go for a 30-second run right now. 30 seconds on, and we're going to rest for 30 seconds as well. Good. Lean forward. Arms good. Drive your arms. Excellent. Keep yourself nice and loose, nice and relaxed as you're going through. And time. Excellent. All right. And how did that feel for your first day?
It feels good.
Good.
I feel like I can run farther and farther. I feel like I can do more each time, and that's what we're really looking forward to do, because we have 12 weeks.
12 weeks.
We
12
have
weeks
a while.
To get better.
Okay.
12 weeks to get better.
So Dan, I feel good. I feel empowered. We did a lot. We covered a lot today, but let's recap what we did. And just to clarify, these are the same exercises that the Buffalo Bills, you train them, so you know.
Absolutely. Again, fundamental exercises that both the players and anyone who's interested in performing a long distance event or any sort of running event can perform. All right, we focused on some lower body strength exercises, some single leg strength exercises. Again, we saw the importance when we run the treadmill of balance, stability, the importance of developing good strength within our lower body. All right, we also did some lower body exercises on the ground. All right, double exercises are going to help to focus on strengthening our glutes, our hamstrings, muscles that are important towards running on the field and in a race. All right, and we also did some great core exercises as well. All right, our guys do a great job of core activity, and that is huge because it connects. It's a communicating factor between our lower body and upper body. All right, the importance between arm action, all right, and driving your legs is communicated through your core. And the more we can strengthen that, all right, the better your body's gonna perform at any sort of event or race, all right? And last, we did some nice interval exercises to kind of see how you perform on during running. We focused on some mechanics, and we all focused on improving a little bit of intensity so that we can go and improve towards the next few weeks.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the next 12 weeks, and I hope that everyone is going to follow along. Again, we're going to post new videos every week, so you can follow along with Dan, myself, and we will get ready for the race together.